My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Jonathan Allen from the Commanders joining us in just about 2 hours. That is coming up at 9 a.m. So let's hit the skins now. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. If you use the promo code Junkies, you get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, guys. The hit the skins brought to you by Dream BMW Fairfax. You may not be the most interesting man in the world, but... Oh, that's the entertainment page. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Sorry. That, all Mike good. Walker is bringing you the entertainment page and hit the skins and whoever you just read.
Multiple sponsors.
What was the video you were watching during the break? You said you were flustered.
I was just watching about how to bow my wrist a little bit better on my golf swing. Sorry. All right. So we mentioned the kicker roulette. They let go of Cade York, and everyone's talking about it. It's kind of interesting. The actual number is actually 5. They've gone through 5 kickers.
That's crazy.
In this calendar
they're
year.
They're approaching the quarterback. Hold up.
Let's play the McManus.
That's one.
The Ramez kid.
Ramiz Ahmed, I think
Patterson.
Is his name.
Riley Patterson.
Patterson, I almost forgot about
Cade York. And now
Austin
they've got
Siebert.
Austin Siebert.
Right.
Who's been a practice squatter for like the last 2 years.
Yeah. It's a lot of kicking.
5
goals.
Kickers. Can't they find a silly soccer player like the Cowboys did?
Aubrey?
Yes.
His background is soccer player?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. Find that guy.
I see so many guys on Instagram, all these like kicking guys. They could kick 60 yarders.
You're in the kicking algorithm?
Oh, yeah. I get a ton of them. I mean, you've got to be able to find a guy that can do this under pressure.
Yeah. So you're in the kicker / golf instruction / golf thoughts.
I also get soccer. I get everything. Okay. I get soccer guys with these crazy benders that they kick in the corners of each goal.
So Brandon Aubrey played for Toronto FC and Bethlehem Steel FC. So he played some professional soccer
first.
He's a
pro soccer player, not just like college level max out.
He never played college football.
He played college soccer at Notre Dame.
Right. That was his deal. That was his claim to fame.
If he hasn't already signed one, he's going to sign an extension, and he's going to be making about $5.5 or $6 million per year.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, the story of Aubrey is it says here that he was released by the Bethlehem Steel FC in 2018. And then he started working as a software engineer. Then he's watching an NFL game on TV. A kicker missed a field goal, and his wife said, "You could do that." And then he started working with the Mississippi State kicker. And
man, that is quite a story.
Now he's lining up for 71-yard field goals.
So how old is he then? He must be a lot older.
He's born in 95.
Brandon Aubrey's 29.
Yeah, so he's 29. Yeah. Right.
But Austin Siebert, yeah. I'm not going to have a lot of confidence that he's going to stick around the whole season just based on his resume.
All All right, so our guys.
Hey, when's the last time Austin Siebert kicked in a regular season game?
How are we not planning?
It's been several years.
This is right up your alley. How are we not planning like a Commanders kicker tryout, like in the alley right here?
That's a good idea, Cakes.
I mean, what are we doing here? We should talk to the buildings.
Do we really have the room?
I mean, EB, I'm an idea guy. I'm not an execution guy. This is an idea off the top of the dome here.
We'd have to go to a field. I don't think there's much room back here.
We could do it where we did the biking with, right? Where we did the bike bit.
Out of the yards.
Yeah.
Siebert kicked a field goal last year.
Oh, he did.
He kicked one. He was 1-for-1 on field goals last year. It looks like it was a 34-yarder. In 2022, he was 3-for-5 with the Lions. His long was a 48-yarder. He doesn't have a great history on long ones.
He's been
around since 2019 as a pro.
But I don't think he's missed one under 40. I think he's a lifetime 81%.
That's more important to me.
If
you miss 53 to 55 yarders, that's fine. Guys miss those. Hit all of the 38 to 44 in that range.
Although guys are hitting more long ones than ever before.
How long is the extra point?
I'm with you.
Is it 37?
I thought it was 33.
Okay, that's what it is.
I'll double check that.
Well,
I mean, I know it's in the 30s.
Yeah, you can't miss those.
I hate when guys miss extra points. I hate that they moved it back. So
you
want to
place a wager? I'm going to bet you Siebert will miss an extra point this season.
I'm not betting on
it's
any.
30, and...
Well, he's going to miss. He's going to miss a kick this week.
You think he will?
Yeah.
Where was he before?
Jets last year.
He kicked one field goal. Last
Lions.
Year. He was on the practice squad for the majority of the year, and then year before, who was he with the year before?
Maybe I need to
Lions.
I might need to rethink my position that it's easy to find kickers. Maybe it's easy for every team except for the Commanders to find.
No, you can find a kicker.
Find a good one.
You can't find a good one.
Yeah.
Right.
They had
just
a good
roam
one.
In the streets.
They had a good one with McManus, and that blew up in their face.
And who's he kicking for now?
I think he's just walking the street.
Okay. He's not with anybody.
Yeah,
he's got to get that case resolved.
Yeah.
And the prosecutor or whatever swore that they were going to just refile it. It was just a paperwork thing. Valdez, I know that that Coach DQ is, I guess, ratcheting up the To Tell the Truth Mondays. He's doubling down on it.
The man sure does know branding, I will say that.
He wants it to be a thing. Is it a thing they did in Atlanta?
I don't know if this is new or something that he's always had, but he's definitely branding it.
I don't know what he's going to get out of it, but I do like the idea of it. I mean, yeah, go look at the film. I mean, Coach is going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But
that with everybody, just because I never wanted to be coach speak with you guys, and it'll be something that we'll do every Monday. It really is one of the most important days for us, and the only way it works and that you guarantee the growth is to face the truth and really never to run away from it. So the ability to detach from the emotions after losses, after wins, and learn the lessons, those are huge, and that'll be huge for us this week. So I thought I'd just give you a little insight about what goes on during the week and how we do it. So on Tell the Truth Monday, I visit with the team and I talk about turnover margin and talk about the tackling margin, penalty margin, starting field position, and the explosive plays from the game. And those five big topics, you know, kind of round out our style and how we want to play and the things that we want to play like. We watch video, show the examples plus and minus. And we have standards that we want to uphold to, so we show those, and it kind of supports the accountability. And then from there, it goes down to the unit, offensively, defensively, or special teams, and then finally into your own position group and the individual technique. So I thought I'd give you a little insight because it'll be something that we'll hit on every Monday about how we go through the process. Then tonight, you clear it.
I'm going to guess tackling margin was not great. Good. I would spend the most time on that if I were Coach DQ.
It almost sounds like this is like his pitch when he was being interviewed for jobs. Right. I'm going to have to tell you the truth Monday, and then Tuesdays we're going to fix it, and then on Wednesday we're going to look at an opponent.
I can't remember who tweeted this out yesterday, but never forget, they flew him Coach.
Yeah, hey, it's Josh Harris. I like your branding, Coach DQ. Here's your ticket back to wherever you came from, and we'll get back in touch with you.
I'm sure he's the first choice.
Yeah, our first sport choice is Ben Johnson. Yeah. He's a nerd like me. He's not a leader of men. You're a leader of men. Yeah. We're going to have you back.
He had Don't Lie About It Monday.
Yeah. Right.
Johnson's a weasel. He has a hide in his office Wednesday. So I didn't like that from his pitch. So we're going to go with DQ.
That's the thing. Every coach in the world reviews the film.
Yes.
And then yells at the players.
Right, of course.
Yeah, this sounds like a game show.
Literally every coach in the world.
Hey, welcome to Tell the Truth Monday, everybody. It's your host, Dan Quinn. The tackling was horrible.
When my son first started at Next Level, shout out to Dave Mitchell, Bo Mitchell, all the guys at Next Level for lacrosse.
Yeah.
In eighth grade, they did film work after like a fall ball game.
Sure, of course.
Eighth grade. You drive all the way out to Bethesda, the old building they used to have out there, and you have a bunch of eighth graders in there, and you're yelling at them about the film.
Tell the Truth Monday. K. York, pack your bags. We're not giving up that conditional seventh rounder.
Yeah. Now, Bobby Wagner, do you want to take the truth behind door number one, or you want to risk it and take the truth behind door number two?
Here's truth, Bobby Wagner. You only make tackles when you meet the guy right in the hole, just like Drab T-shirt said about 5 months ago.
Hey, Drabby, I don't understand it. I don't understand the big deal about To Tell the Truth Monday. I'm really not getting it. I don't
egos.
Huh?
Because a lot of these guys have egos, so they don't like to be told probably what they're doing wrong. So if everyone's on the board.
Yeah, but every coach in the world does it anyway.
Hey, it's Tell the Truth Monday.
He's just letting the media know.
He's trying to be relatable to the media.
He's just letting the media know.
But you are 100% right. We already know that they do film work on Mondays.
Cliff Kingsbury, take a seat. That offense was Jaden Daniels snap the ball and run around like a maniac. Tell the truth Monday.
Hey Cliff, is your offense spayed or neutered? It looked like it.
I love Tell the Truth Monday. It's like,
do you think Ron Rivera had Tell the Truth Monday?
I think they looked at the film and yelled at the guys. 100%.
No, I think it's a thing where they all agreed to like check their egos and get on the same page and be open to criticism.
Ron didn't know if it was Monday.
Joe Witt Jr., sit down. Your defense just got aerated by Baker Mayfield, who's pretty average. Get back to work.
You know, if you're $250 between one showcase, you win both.
Yeah, that is true.
You want to go over there and tell them the truth bombs?
No, I don't. I'm telling them right here through this mic.
Racing out here in your car.
And the sanctity of this studio. Yeah. Yes, correct.
That little tiny car of yours.
Yeah. That. By the way, I can't even charge it because both of the charging stations were full.
Well, how many miles you have left?
120. I'm good.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah. I love Tell the Truth Monday. This is going to be a weekly bit, I can tell.
Mm. Even though we're playing Price is Right music.
No whammy. Yeah, it doesn't matter. The music works.
So I listened to Kime as I come in the morning. I love to do that, hear what his little breakdown was, and he did a breakdown of Jaden. And I'm not going to buy the all 22. What are they charging for that these days?
I have no idea.
I've never purchased it.
I've purchased it a few times. It's but boring to watch. I can't, honestly, it's too boring.
Right. Is there no audio? It's just
straight
film.
You don't have anybody to dummy talk you
through.
How long
did you have
it? Crowd noise?
A couple years.
Is there ambient noise? Is there anything? Or is it just a...
Not like when I got it. When I used to get it, it's just the aerial view or whatever.
Yeah. And if you're
like me, you don't know what you're looking at. I mean, you can see if a guy's running wide open.
Sure.
But other than that, you don't really know that much.
I saw a couple breakdowns where...
Send that to Logan Paulson. Send that to him.
Right, I'll rely on him.
Yeah. I saw a couple breakdowns.
A couple hundred.
Yeah.
Where, one, what we suspected, there wasn't great separation on the majority of snaps. But another one where you did see some receivers open and he just kind of held
said
it.
There were guys definitely... Yeah. That were open, you know, and
it's a combination of things.
Yeah, he said, they're not elite world receivers, but it's not like they weren't open at times.
Yes.
So it sounds like those guys are both simpatico with that. There are certainly some times where Jaden took off and run where he could have maybe chucked it. But they think, at least I know Kime thinks, that this is exactly where Jaden will excel because he's the kind of kid that learns week to week.
Yeah. When we come back, we want the listeners to call us at 800-636-1067. You mentioned Jaden and his running. Are you comfortable with him running the amount that he did in week one with the 16 rushes in the loss to the Tampa Bay Bucks? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that. Next, and don't forget, Jonathan Allen from the Commanders will join us coming up at 9 a.m.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want the listener calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Are you comfortable with Dan Quinn and the coaching staff and Cliff Kingsbury with Jaden Daniels rushing the ball 16 times like he did in the opener?
The answer for me is no, that seems excessive, but I'm going to put that up as the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
No one's going to say they're
No one's going to say yes.
Dan Quinn was asked about it during the presser yesterday. We have the audio here.
Hey, Dan, as you kind of went through the film and digested the entire game, Jaden ran the ball 16 times. Do you think that's too much? And do you tell him to dial it back a little bit? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, and certainly not all of those are designed quarterback runs.
Right.
So I think that's important to say. But, yeah, I think he'd be the first to say the same thing, Scott, to say, this is, you know, I had a chance to go rip it to somebody else. Sometimes you can see a rush or a pattern break and there's open space and you go. But, yeah, for him, create it when it's there. You know, when you get outside the pocket, we'd love to see him remain a passer first. And I think it's going to come with more experience, Scott, honestly. You know, when I can go extend it to throw it, when, hey, this play's over, I'll get rid of it and move on to the next play. So I think you'll see that trajectory continue, Scott, as we go. Certainly 18 carries is not the model, you know, that we're looking for, certainly with Brian and Austin and others here. But at the end of it, I do think we'll continue to grow in that spot, but certainly not by design to have that many.
I don't know that it'll go over 16 this season. If you looked at week one and you looked at carries amongst all players, including running backs, 16 is actually pretty high, even when you include running backs in terms of attempts. I mean, Joe Mixon had 30.
Okay,
so there are going to be some workhorses.
That's a lot.
But 16 is the 10th highest in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't by design. He was being pressured on freaking every play, you know. Todd Bowles blitzed his ass like crazy, it was the first ever game. He's played two quarters in the preseason. He didn't feel comfortable with some of those windows. He took off.
I'd rather he take off and run rather than put a ball up for grabs like Will Levis did on the sideline.
And get sacked.
Yeah, but I wonder how many times there were guys open. There had to be a quick snap decision.
I'm sure there are some
times. And he decided to run.
Yeah. Times said he thinks, from watching it.
I understand that from a rookie.
Yeah, he understands that he's got to learn the NFL windows still.
Yeah. No, wouldn't you rather have your quarterback, I guess, get hit rushing the ball out of the pocket than get crunched in the pocket with a sack?
I don't know which one's better. I mean, your knee's more vulnerable probably while you're in the pocket. I don't know.
The one time,
which one's better, though, Matt?
The one time, remember the one time he got hit and he fumbled, but they recovered it?
Right, yeah.
He got hit pretty hard. Mm-hmm. That was in the pocket.
For sure, and he got to do a better job protecting the ball there.
Yeah.
Look, I want him to hit the layup throws if they're there, if Kingsbury has them there for him, like something out of the quick game. But if it's not there, tuck it and run. That's part of the reason you were drafted at number two overall.
Of course.
That's your skill set.
If he didn't have that ability, he wouldn't have been drafted number two.
Totally.
He may be a fine passer, but he would not have been drafted number two if he was a drop back passer.
For sure. For sure. Well, he wouldn't have been drafted at number two. Yeah, right. All right, let's go to Mo in Largo. Hey, Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of how much he ran the ball, but what bothers me even more is the way that he gets down. I mean, I understand he doesn't.
I think it's weird
slide,
too.
Yeah, and you can absolutely get injured in that fashion. So, I mean, I would like for them to work with him more on his ability to get down. But I'm sure they'll dial it back some. I mean, with anything, whenever you're learning something new and pressure hits, sometimes you resort back to old tendencies, and maybe that's a little bit of what took place Sunday. But overall, you know, I was happy. I like his talent. I think he's capable of doing a lot for us, but the scheming has got to help him, man. I mean, I just don't see the ability out of the receivers to create the separation that we need for them to be successful. And if they don't get some pre-snap motion in play, it's going to be a long season. Thank you.
It's weird. I don't know. He's just got a different philosophy about that, obviously, and that being Kingsbury. I will say this. Nobody wants at the end of the day, really, to see their quarterback with 18 rushes or whatever the hell he had, 16. But every time he takes off, I get sized.
Oh, I mean, he's
like,
electrifying.
When I'm watching it,
it's super exciting.
I'm like, go, buddy.
I mean,
like, I ain't got no
when
problem
he was
with
tiptoeing
it.
Down the sidelines, and I'm pretty sure that was the first quarter.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to
Me too.
Take it to the house.
Me too.
I was just waiting for
Dude,
it.
Dude, when he breaks the pocket and he may be missing wide open guys, he's so dynamic that I'm literally on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm not hating it.
No.
I don't want him to get killed, but it's the most exciting part of the game.
Sure.
Well, so similar
I don't
to RG3.
Do it 16 times,
I know
but
you
every
don't
time
say
it does, then I get tough.
But if he's going to get 12, 14, 17 yards, I mean, just think about how quickly you're moving down the field.
Oh, yeah. Big chunk yardage. You love it.
You love the chunk yardage.
Yeah.
But again, you also have to take consideration. He's going to get hit on
the
majority of those.
The way he falls, I guess. He could get hurt sliding feet first. He could get hurt.
There's plenty of videos of guys getting rocked
and barrel rolling with his head. Like, I don't know if there's any great way for him to get down.
Safe.
But at least he's showing the willingness to get down and avoid hits.
Right. And the other thing is, I believe with the way he gets down, he's getting an extra 2 yards because if you feet first, they stop you right there.
Yeah.
So he's actually getting. It's probably why he's doing it. He's to get the extra yardage, he's going head first.
You just worry about somebody coming in to make a play. He's going head first. He gets hit in either the head or the shoulder.
But you see the videos of a guy get hit in the head when they go feet first, too, because guys are late.
Sure.
So
there's no perfect way.
At the end of the way, there is no perfect way.
No, it's football. He's going to get hit.
The most perfect way
is
to get out of bounds. Seems like the best way.
But if you're in the middle of the field,
if you're in the middle of the field, you don't have that option.
But if you told me in a vacuum, Jaden's going to run on this play, I'm not going to get an extra cracker. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
And Dan Quinn talked about it with Scott Abraham. I'm sure he doesn't want him tucking it and running 16 times per game, but I'm guessing in the back of his mind, if you gave him truth serum, he'd say, I probably want him running about 10 times a game.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know.
Run when you need to.
I know you wanted to run away from it, but it's just like with RG3. You needed running to be part of his game.
It's not that I wanted to run away from it.
I'm looking at RG3 in his first couple of games when he was with Washington. First game, he had 9 for 42. Then he had 11 for 82. Then he had 13 for 74. He had a 13 for 138.
Mm-hmm. Those are more
with
design,
touchdowns
though.
In the
but
mix.
But I want to get away. That was all like read option stuff.
So Jaden like had a read lot option runs.
He did, but I didn't.
I mean,
feel...
I would say at least half of them were design runs. I don't think half of them were.
End
zone. I'd say a third.
That's two right there.
Yeah,
those are a little different.
But
I bet you it was probably a third.
Maybe a third.
Yeah.
I don't think they. Maybe they did. Maybe they had 9, 10 designed runs. Maybe they did. I didn't think they would. I like what he runs. I don't need it to necessarily be designed 10 times. Design a couple to keep him honest.
Here's what I do know. They're not afraid to run him at the goal line.
That's true. And he's not afraid.
He's certainly not afraid. And I know a lot of people are like, well, he's so skinny. Is he going to be okay on the goal line? I think he's fine on the goal line. I think he's going to be okay.
He seems tough. All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Hey, Reggie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Reggie.
Man, listen, man, if I want to see a perfect slide, man, I'll go watch Mookie Betts, man. His freaking slide was fine. I mean, RG3 was awkward. When he runs, he kind of glides. So he was kind of gliding down. Now, when I was looking at it, they ran, I think it was 6. It's no more than 7 because he ran 4 read options when he scored touchdowns. Two of them he scored. One of them, his helmet came off. And then the other one, when they called the penalty on with the helmet, no, they stopped him when the helmet came off. And then the next play, he ran it. Now, they did a couple of powers that I didn't like. But the majority of his running was scrambles. So you can't, like, and first up, it was, okay, when Jaden runs, he has to protect himself. He was protecting himself. So I think I'm good with maybe 9. I think JP just mentioned it. Finally, JP said something positive about the boy. But you can't minimize his running ability. I don't want to get 4 to 5. No, it needs to be 9 to 10. Now, give me at least the red zone. The red zone running is going to be key because the ones that he scored was on the read option. Take that power out of it. They ran 2 quarterback powers where he ran kind of almost between like the guard and the center, and I think got like 1 yard. No, get that out of there. But the read option, yes, in the red zone. And then everything else with scrambling, like that's a part of his game. That's what he did in college. And I don't want the coach, okay, but listen, if it's not there, you know, maybe try to just chuck it. No, man, you got to keep this running aspect as a part of his game. That's why he was drafted number 2 because of that athletic ability. So
and it puts the defense on their heels.
Look at me.
They have to game plan for those designed runs.
Correct.
Scrambles are going to happen with every quarterback in the league. Brock Purdy's going to scramble. Everybody's going to scramble. But the design runs puts those linebackers in a precarious position. And I know when RG3 was successful passing, it's because those linebackers moved up and then, boop, he'd throw one over the top. We didn't necessarily see that with the read option in this game, but I got to believe it's going to happen.
I think it'll be part of it for sure. Didn't want to purposefully expose him too much. But if he decides he's got to run to get out of there and avoid a sack or whatever, I'm all for it.
All right, let's just say that
both he and Lamar had 16 total runs in week 1.
How many of Lamar's, Valdez, you watched the entire game. How many of Lamar's runs did he get hit pretty violently? Like maybe a third?
Violently?
Well, I mean, big hits.
Two, three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a third.
But he's also very good at getting down. That's one thing he's really good at.
I will say he was not as good at getting down as he is now. That's something Jane's going to learn.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to feel the defense
thicker.
Around him.
I mean, I know he's lost weight and everything, but he's naturally got a little bit better body, I think. Don't you think, Lamar?
I think it's a similar build at this point.
I think I mean, Jaden is more wiry than Lamar.
I think Jaden is thinner.
It's similar, but I think Lamar's got a little more meat on his bones.
I think he's got a little more meat to him.
And I'm with you, Eric.
Bigger bone.
Yeah. I've seen this for years with Lamar. The diving head first, I actually think it's safer than the slide. The slide,
you're
kind of vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You're
headshots.
Know, yeah, your body's more upright. But when you're like
they're already diving.
Yeah, it's almost like, I don't know, you're in like the trenches in World War II and you got to dive down.
And you're literally giving up like sometimes 3 and 4 yards because as soon as you like kick your feet out, that you're down. Whereas when you dive head first, you're not really down until you land.
And I would rather have my quarterback kind of dictate the hit as opposed to being in the pocket and just kind of having it be at random. At least if you're running, I understand you're going to get hit, but you can kind of adjust your body. You can get down, get out. You can you have more of a ability to control the hit than you're in the pocket.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to want to dive headfirst into an empty pool if Daniel Jones comes in here and beats the Commanders on Sunday. It's not going to be a great start, 0-2, losing to the terrible Giants. It's going to be a bad look if that happens.
Well, yeah, then you're looking at 4 or 5 wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a long year.
All right, let's go to Thomas.
Maybe less.
Thomas, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
What's up?
Hey, Thomas.
So I had one concern with Daniels, man. The one guy mentioned is the helmet flying off, man. That's kind of concerning to me. I feel like, especially right there in the goal line, when it piles up, man, like, it's easily to catch an elbow or a knee to the head, man, and easily give a concussion.
Well, that and it also negates a touchdown because the play is blown dead when the helmet pops off. Yeah. So
I wonder if his hair, and I'll just say it being ignorant, if the way he has that puffy hair.
It looked like his chin strap was also like loose. He likes to keep it loose.
Because I think he has to accommodate all that hair.
Well, I'm going to guess the equipment manager is going to have that dialed in, forward. I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. I'm just saying it out of ignorance.
He talked about it Sunday. I can play real quick. Hold on.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for taking my call. Y'all
have a good Thomas.
Did that ever happen to you?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. Probably, though.
Would you like to wear your helmet a little bit looser?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people probably they try to say there's something about that, but you know, honestly, I'm just playing football back there. You know, your helmet's gonna pop off no matter what. If you got it buckled up tight or loose, at the end of the day,
I don't know.
Sounds like he likes it loose.
He's a remarkably chill dude, man.
Yeah,
remarkably. That doesn't
like
mean
his
that,
attitude.
Yeah, his attitude's pretty good. Like, it doesn't mean that he's not frustrated and pissed. I think he is, but he doesn't care about that little stuff.
Does he not have anxiety like the rest of the planet? Is he not phased? Like,
doesn't
so
seem
anxious
to.
Like every day. Yeah. He just doesn't seem like an anxious guy.
Right. He's definitely not super anxious.
What's that like?
I wouldn't know.
It must be nice to navigate
life
like that.
Whose helmet also falls off? No, it's a totally different sport. James Wood. His helmet falls off all the time.
Yeah.
But he's also
not strapped
in. Doesn't he have that big hair, too?
It's the hair. Yeah,
I think it makes it a little bit more difficult to get it to fit.
Because it's not tighter.
Right.
Yes,
right. I don't know,
but I mean, how many times he's had to try and hold as he's stealing a base or trying to score from second on a single.
Maybe
he's holding his helmet on.
Maybe he needs a chin strap.
He might.
I know that's weird in baseball, but then nobody does it to keep the helmet on. Maybe I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an idea. Just got to put it out there.
Overwhelmingly, people are voting that it's excessive.
Right.
I didn't put specifically, I changed the language a little bit on the poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio, but the poll of the day is, do you think Jaden Daniels, I did actually put running the ball 16 times is excessive. 82% yes.
Say,
16 or 18% no.
Nobody wants him to do it 16 times. But again, I want to reiterate, every time he runs, I'm at the edge of my seat and I'm fist pumping.
Sure.
Because I feel like he could take it to the house.
Offers you the best chance to get first downs and the best chance to win.
Right.
Because he ran for way more first downs than he did throwing to wide receivers. Right. I know that.
That's okay. You know what?
That'll come.
Passing numbers were down. Wasn't he top 10 in both? He was top 10 in passing yards and in rushing yards. I'll take that from a rookie debut. All day long.
You'll also take it from a fantasy owner. You love that.
Well, of course I like that too. Yeah.
His team also got smashed.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I'll take empty calorie stats all day long. It's what I do. It's kind of my thing.
All right, guys. What's it going to take to get Thompson Creek windows in your home this fall? Like your boy. I got them. Huge savings. Well, you're in luck. Thompson Creek windows keep your energy bills in check while keeping you toasty all winter long. I'm talking big savings, 50% off, as in 50. It's the first ever Thompson Creek Window Fest. Call Thompson Creek now to save 50%. Buy one window, get one 50% off, plus special finance options and a 50-year guarantee. Do what I did. Call 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
We'll talk more NFL with Jimmy Traina, writer for SI Now, host of the SI Media podcast. He'll join us coming up at 8:25. But right now it's time for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture.
All right, we just talked about Dan Quinn and how he likes labeling. He's got to tell the truth Mondays.
Yes.
My buddy Fahad sent me a text. He lived out in Seattle for a few years, and he said that's a Pete Carroll thing. And he had sent me a video that Pete Carroll, I can't remember what he called Wednesdays. It was like competition Wednesdays. Yeah. And I asked Drab, and Drab said, yeah, Pete Carroll definitely did that. So maybe that's a Dan Quinn thing. But I like labeling, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Tuesdays will now be true-false Tuesdays.
Okay, true-false Tuesday.
I'm going to give you a bunch of true-false statements, and you tell me where you lie.
All right.
We watched a game last night.
I'm ready to answer these.
Aaron Rodgers is washed.
I would say false, because tough opponent on the road. He's going to have softer spots where he's able to open up the passing game. Now, is he old and slow? Yeah. But I think
it kind of depends on what your definition for washed is.
Yeah.
Well, a couple seasons ago, he was winning back-to-back MVPs.
He's not that player.
He's not going to be on that level.
That was a severe injury he had.
I would say washed is what Matt Ryan was his last season. Do you remember Matt Ryan's last season?
I don't think he's going to be like that, but I think he'll be like top 10-ish, top 12-ish quarterback.
That's kind of washed for his standards.
Well, for him, yeah. But I mean,
put it this way.
He's 40-plus years old.
I would love to edit my NFL predictions that we did last week.
Okay.
When I had the Jets going to the Super Bowl.
After one game. I mean, the Niners are really good.
Can I insert? I have the Niners going to the Super Bowl, too. Can I insert the Chiefs?
I don't think you can at this point.
So is he washed? Maybe not washed, but he's not the same player.
I mean, he turns 41 in like 3 months.
And he looked 41 last night.
I don't think you're going to slow down.
His arm's not washed. His reading defense ability is not washed. His ability to move might be washed.
Like, he's playing on the road against a Super Bowl favorite. Or NFC Super Bowl contender.
Did you see the trailer for the Netflix show on Aaron Rodgers?
I did see part of it, yeah.
So he's in an airplane with somebody interviewing him.
Yeah.
And at least the way they edited it, it was pretty fascinating about his mind during a play.
Yeah.
And he was, did you see this, EB?
No.
So he's like, all right, so if I drop back and I've got one receiver running out, I know that I have a 75% chance there. This guy cutting across the middle is a 90%. He's like, if this guy's running this route, it's at 50%. But if it's James Jones, it's higher because he's really good on jump balls. Like, he's playing math on his throws and his reads.
I was more
it's pretty fascinating.
They showed his foot because it was obviously right after like the Achilles surgery. He's got long toes, man.
Does he?
Long, skinny toes. Mm. Like, it was kind of weird.
You thought they were off-putting?
Little bit. Yeah. And there was a woman, they didn't show her face. She was sitting down by his feet. Mm. And she was like massaging his foot or like holding his foot.
Must be nice.
I just couldn't get past his toes.
Like, well, I mean, he's a large human. You don't realize how large a human he is.
But he's got long, kind of skinny toes, and they freaked me out.
Like, he's a totally different species than you and I.
I'm well aware.
Yeah.
And by the way, I believe they go to Tennessee next week. They go down to Nashville to hang out on Broadway.
Right.
I'll put my money on the Jets.
I would too, but that's Tennessee's defense.
Their
played
defense
really well
is good,
last week.
But Will Levis might throw four picks.
He probably will.
Yeah.
That'll probably be the difference in the game, but it's not going to be easy for Aaron Rodgers to move up and down the field.
Mm-hmm. So the docuseries is about his road to recovery. It's called Aaron Rodgers Enigma.
It's on Netflix.
Comes out December 17th.
I'll watch.
All right, true or false? Cooper Kupp will catch 200 balls this season.
True.
False. I'm going way under that.
The current record is 149 by Michael Thomas.
Not even close.
Kupp at 145.
Now, I would love it.
Of course you'd love it. Did your team win, by the way? The team that Cakes Peters drafted for you? What's the record? Can we get an update?
Do you want the record?
Yes. Well, only if we won.
1-0.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you think Puka going on the IR helps or hurts his catch volume?
What do you think? Didn't he have like a 41% target share in the offense?
I would think that it helps, but you can make the argument that now the defense will be hyper-focused on taking him out, doubling him.
It doesn't seem to affect him.
They have an innate ability to find ways to get him open.
Yes.
And he's like, this Stafford. Is Matt Stafford. They have breakfast like every day together. Those dudes love each other.
If it was a rookie quarterback, he's not going to catch 14 balls. But Stafford, being the vet that he is, he can find him. And they find him going across. He's a great outrunner. Man,
they play the Rams this week.
They're always going to find ways to get him.
They play the Cardinals this week.
Yeah.
He'll have, what's a good number? He'll have a dozen catches in that game.
Yeah, probably 8 to 12.
I mean, if anybody wants to take the number,
I'll take under 200, though.
Yeah. I mean, that may be a little aggressive, but if he stays healthy, if he plays every game, he'll catch 175.
All right, true or false?
He's not going to catch 175.
True or false?
Because not every defense is going to allow him to catch 14 balls.
All right.
True or false Tuesdays. True or false? The Cowboys are the best team in the NFC East.
That might be true.
You had them taking a step back before the season started.
So you can tell me false.
I can't dismiss.
I think the Eagles are still the best.
I can't dismiss what the Eagles did to the Packers in Week One. And if Barkley is going to have that sort of impact, now he's not going to score three times every game.
Hurts did throw two picks.
That's true.
He seems like he slipped a little bit. Last year he slipped. Based on the year before, I know people said his injuries.
Well, I can't believe they say he doesn't even talk to his head coach. Or like that's so bizarre.
I'm going to chalk the two picks
that
up
has something to do with it.
Him still finding his way in the Kellen Moore offense. I think he's going to get better as the season progresses. False.
I still like
Cowboys
the Eagles'
the best.
Overall weapons than Dallas. I mean, I'm taking Barkley over Zeke.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a guy that's washed, even though he scored Zeke.
Yeah.
True or false? Kirk Cousins is still hurt.
True. I don't think he's 100%. If you saw some of the highlights and or lowlights against the Steelers, had a hard time like driving
through
the
looked,
ball.
He looked rusty, though. Yeah, he just looked rusty. I mean,
now, the other thing about Kirk.
Steelers defense is
and
very
I don't
tough.
Know. I don't know if this is an Arthur Smith thing, but Kirk is known for being great at play action passes.
Right.
He wasn't under center in this game at all, which might be because he's hurt.
Correct.
He was in pistol and shotgun all the time, and I heard one analyst said when they were in pistol, that was when they ran. When they were in shotgun, I mean, it seems like blatantly obvious you would think that Arthur Smith wouldn't just telegraph it like that.
Arthur Smith's not there anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, he's gone. He gone. Yeah. He's on the other side of the field.
I was getting confused.
That's why it was so great to see the Kyle Pitts revenge game, him catch a touchdown right in Arthur Smith's stupid face.
Mm-hmm. Although Pitts didn't do that much.
He didn't do a lot because the Falcons offense did not do a lot.
And they play
aside from Bijan.
They play at Philly game. Monday night.
Well, that's an L.
Yeah.
They're
going to be 0-2.
The Falcons are staring 0-2 right in the face.
Yep. Mm.
Not if they play Penix.
Now, if Kirk can't move.
Might not be long.
They may have to turn to Penix before they are really ready to.
I saw some NFL analyst said, they said, who had the best day as a rookie for a quarterback? You know, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams didn't even get 100 yards. Bo Nix had a couple of interceptions. And they said Penix had the best day because of Kirk's performance.
He might have. He very well could have. His stock isn't going down.
Kirk's got a four-year deal,
other than
right?
That, though, yes. We would all say Jaden, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though he really didn't do anything passing the football.
The three rookie quarterbacks had a combined 0 passing touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah.
But Jaden had the 2 running.
His quarterback rating was actually like a 90. His QBR was a
48 or 43 or 47. Yeah. It's in the 40s.
The other guys were like 22 and like 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob threw two really bad picks.
Yeah. All right, don't forget, coming up in a little over an hour at 9 a.m., Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle. He'll join us here on the Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day.
Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.